Good morning and welcome, my friends. You are listening to the fourth and final hour of the fastest 4 hours in talk radio. Hopefully the final hour just for this evening, but we shall have to wait and see, folks. As we mentioned in the previous aspects of the broadcast, financial crunch has hit the network, and I don't know if this show will continue on. I pray that it does, but there's always things you can do. Of course, Republic Trading Group sells gold and silver. You can do that. Certainly make your purchases there at republicbroadcasting.org. Also, CDs, DVDs, recorded copies of shows, books, a great many things you can do, as well as donations, sponsorships, advertising, things like that. So, again, if you can do any of that to help us out, just keep that in mind, okay? That having been said, I want to welcome all of you who are joining us on the program tonight via shortwave at frequency 3.215, via the internet at republicbroadcasting.org, and AM and FM stations across the country, across the world. Welcome to all of you. Our phone number is 800-313-9443. Toll free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. Our special guest this evening has, I cannot say enough about this material. The book and the DVD combination entitled Wealth and Money in the New Millennium. Fantastic stuff. And I would urge you all to go and check this out, because I can guarantee you, you've never heard financial analysis or even biblical analysis together, let alone in this fashion. This is just astonishing, astonishing information. Norm Franz, welcome back.
Thank you, Frank. Good
Thank
to be
you.
Here.
I'm so enjoying this program, and, well, you know, I don't know. It's something I needed to see, I needed to read, and tonight I needed to hear. So thank you so much.
Well, you're welcome. And, you know, we left off talking about how righteousness is thing that's going to deliver us in the day of God. Proverbs 11, beginning in verse 1, says, "A false balance is an abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is his delight," talking about our monetary system. Verse 2 goes on to say, "When pride comes, then comes dishonor, but with the humble is wisdom. The integrity of the upright will guide him, but the falseness of the treacherous will destroy them. Riches do not profit in the day of wrath, but righteousness delivers from death. The righteousness of the blameless will soothe his way, but the wicked will fall by his own wickedness. The righteousness of the upright will deliver them, but the treacherous will be caught by their own greed."
Wow.
And no matter how you talk around that, that's God's word, and heaven and earth will pass away before one jot or tittle of that passes away. We've got to come back to the way of God, not just in the doing of certain things, but also the spirit of his word, what it was written for, what the design was, and really get a hold of the heart of God and his plan for the ages for his children. And we have to slow down, we have to get his agenda, we have to drop our agenda, and come out of Babylon so that we can really, really press into God's kingdom. Hallelujah. I'm excited.
Amen. Amen. Well, you know, you could tell that certainly from the DVD, and I think that's so phenomenal for you to be so passionate about this. You know, we've talked a lot about things on the show, and certainly on the network as well, about the way things are. And it's hard for a lot of people to be passionate about it, and at the same time, be patient and not be frustrated. And you have all that, and it's an inspiration to me, without a doubt. Let me ask you to hang on, my friend. Folks, we'll get to the rest of your calls, of course, when we come back. 800-313-9443, toll-free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. Stay with us. Back in 3 minutes.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
Welcome back, my friends. Here we are, the home stretch, the final hour of the program tonight. Hopefully not forever, but if it is, then we are going out in style with our good friend Norm Franz. Norm, welcome back, sir.
Thank you, James.
Thank you very much. Do you mind if we jump back into some of these calls?
I'm sorry, Frank.
Yeah, it's all right. I was going to let it slide, but okay. Yeah, I'm Frank. But
reading a passage of scripture, James.
Well, then I'm honored to be misnamed. Let's go to John in Georgia. John, welcome to the show. Oh, Linda in Oregon. I'm sorry. Linda, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine.
Wonderful.
I want to say this is probably one of the best people I have ever listened to in my entire life.
Wow, that's
and
great.
I'm serious. I listen to a lot of the talk radio shows.
You must not get out much, huh, Linda?
Your information is just mind-boggling.
It is.
I wanted to run some stuff by you, what I've been doing, and see if you think that I have gone completely nuts or if I'm kind of sort of doing the right thing.
Okay, well, I'll try.
Okay. When I was working, I'm retired now, have been for 4 years, I guess, something like that. But when I was working, they had a program called Deferred Comp.
Uh-huh.
Okay, you know what that is.
I do?
Yeah, okay. Anyway, I stuffed money in that while I was working, and starting last year, I took half of it out, and this year, when the calendar turned to the new year, I took the other half out and put it on the house loan.
Uh-huh.
All of it. And it left, it dropped the loan from, we wound up with only 3 years left owing on it. By doing that, it knocked about 8 years off the loan. It was a 15-year loan.
Uh-huh.
And I've got a boat sitting out here. It's an old boat. It isn't anything fancy. It's a fishing boat. And I've got a 56 Cadillac parked in the garage.
Hmm.
56 Cadillac, oh boy.
Yeah, you know anybody wants it, I'll give you a finder's fee. but I'm going to sell it and take whatever I come up with out of between those two and put it on further on the loan. And I wonder if you think that that's, if I'm doing right to get out from under that bank, because that's the only thing we owe other than the things that, you know, that you just can't get rid of, like utilities and, you know, your taxes to the county and stuff.
Sure, sure, sure. No, I tell you, Linda, I think you're doing exactly what you should be doing for a couple of reasons. Number one is you're getting out of debt. That is the best investment you can make, because as you get out of debt, then whatever asset is collateral is no longer the lender's, but it becomes yours.
Well, and I wonder about that. I think it's the county's. We got to keep paying taxes on it.
Well, yeah, but taxes is a part of life, and it's just one of those things. And so, but you still own the house, and as long as you can pay your taxes, you'll be okay.
Yeah.
But here's the real key. Is that when you get out of debt, you are no longer a slave.
Exactly.
So that's the best investment you can make. And there's another reason why what you're doing is really good. And this is really a new concept for a lot of people, but it's a biblical one. You know, when the scripture talks about, owe no man nothing but to love him?
Right.
That's in Romans chapter 13. The context of that passage of scripture is talking specifically about paying your taxes when they're due. And the bottom line is this, is any kind of a deferred retirement plan is actually a violation of that scripture, because you're deferring taxes that are actually due, and you're in debt to the government because you still owe those taxes.
Oh, yeah, they got their share, believe me. Yes, indeed, they did. It was taxed when I took it out.
Sure. The bottom line is that the taxes that you were charged was never your money. It was always the government's money. And that's one of the reasons why Paul says in Romans, you know, he's talking to the church in Rome. He's talking about the Roman government, the New World Order of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Says, pay your taxes when you're due. Because what the spirit of the world does is the spirit of the world comes and it whispers in our ears, and those policymakers and so on and so forth, and it says, let's create a tax-deferred investment.
Mm-hmm.
That it costs the people 10% penalty to get out of. Anytime there's an investment that costs you money to get your own money back, that's not of God. I don't care how you cut it.
Well, it didn't cost me any penalty. I just had to pay the taxes on it.
Well,
I was old enough to draw it.
You're 59 and a half. Yeah, you're over.
Well, I'm older than that, actually.
Well, there's no penalty after 59 and a half, so all you have is taxes. But
just
no, the bottom line is this, is that getting out of tax-deferred investments, if you can, I believe is the way to go, and either pay down your debt or get it into some precious metals, maybe even a diversification of some of the currencies, like get a few euros and maybe some British pounds and things on that order, and kind of hedge your risks across. Be in cash before the crash is what I always say.
Well, something else that I have been doing is I have not been leaving funds in the bank. I leave enough in the checking account and stuff just to take care of business. the rest of it comes out.
Yeah.
That's actually a good question, if you don't mind me expanding on it, Linda. What is your take, Norm, on banks in general, then?
I'm sorry?
No, I'm asking Norm what his take is on banks in general.
Well, banks in general, as far as banks go, is that banks simply, if you're not borrowing money from them, they simply serve as a clearinghouse for paying our bills and things on that order.
Mm-hmm.
And the banks become the masters, really become the masters when we go to them and we borrow money.
Yeah.
It's like when I pay my bills, I pay by check, and the bank simply transfers my money from my account to the person I owe the debt to, the bill to. And because there are laws of the land that we need to follow, when it says that, you know, Federal Reserve notes are the legal tender that you're going to pay your bills with, and they won't take anything else, you've got to pay your bills. So either you write a check or you go over there and you pay them cash. And most places won't take cash at this particular point in time. They don't want the cash issue. We either want a check or an electronic funds transfer or something on that order.
But I didn't want it sitting in there in case, you know, if this bubble pops or whatever everything sort of hits the fan and they decide to lock the doors down there.
Well,
you know?
and that's a good approach. And although that is coming at some point in time, I don't think that's an immediate thing, and the reason that I don't believe it's an immediate thing, there's going to be some shaking and things on that order that go on, but there's a lot of things that have to take place before the whole system collapses. And you have to remember that the United States is the political, financial, and military muscle of the globalists.
Yeah.
And so America is something that they have to keep up to a certain degree, at least for now, because there's so much that they still have to accomplish. The war between the West and between the radical Islam is simply the two groups that are bent on world domination. Globalism, the Illuminati, et cetera, is bent on global domination, and radical Islam is bent on global domination.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the process that's going on right now, is the globalists are taking on really their last real enemy for global domination. And Osama bin Laden understood what the globalists were because he worked for the globalists for a while.
Sure he did.
And his attitude was, if we don't attack now and get a war going that we might be able to stand a chance to win, we're not going to win it. If we wait, we're not going to stand a chance to win this war. And that's one of the reasons why he attacked the way that he did. That's my take on it.
Mm-hmm.
And so all this is that this is the last war between the last two global entities that are looking for global domination, and the globalists are going to win it, and that's going to bring. But in the midst of it, this thing is pretty much going to there's going to be a collapse of it, but it's not going to come immediate.
Well, I know there's a place in the Bible. I'm not any good at remembering book and number, but it says that the money would be thrown in the street because it would be worthless.
Yes, that's in Ezekiel, and that's where it says that the gold and silver, on the day of the wrath of the Lord, it'll be thrown in the street because it does not satisfy their souls.
Right.
And the corresponding New Testament scripture is in Revelation 18:4, where it says the merchants weep and mourn because no one buys their cargoes anymore. Cargoes of gold and silver and precious stones, and goes on and gives a laundry list of articles. But that's not till the day of the wrath of the Lord, and that's a ways down the road.
Let me jump in here. Linda, if you have more, feel free to hang on. Otherwise, thanks for the call. Folks, we're back. Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action!
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710. 224-2710.
Welcome back. Glad you're here. You're listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Will, and welcome, my friends. Our special guest this evening, Norm Franz, author of the incredible book and DVD, both, Money and Wealth in the New Millennium. I could not speak higher of this hard work of this man. Welcome back, Norm.
Thank you.
Thank you so
much. I wanted to ask you a question.
Oh, please.
On your website, I noticed that you had the four horsemen of the apocalypse
mm-hmm.
up on the top on either side.
Mm-hmm.
What's your take on that? Do you feel like we're in the seals already?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I do too, brother. I did a teaching on the apocalypse.
That's amazing.
And really, the apocalypse, the four horsemen, are tied to globalism and the conspiracy.
Yeah. I mean, I was very intrigued with what you were saying about the horsemen not being pestilence, but being, you know, financial in nature.
Yeah, well, the third horseman, you know, everybody always ascribes that to famine, but it's not. That horseman has a pair of scales, which is always talking about the monetary system, and the effects of that particular scale is that it depresses wages and inflates prices, and that's
wow.
what we've got, and that's what we've got. And I personally believe that the fourth seal there's four elements to the fourth seal. There's the sword, and there is famine in that one, and then there's pestilence and wild beasts. And And I believe the sword of the force deal is the sword of Islam and the war on terrorism, which is different than the Red Horse Wars, which are Hegelian wars. And then the pestilence and the wild beast, they're simply a combination. When you combine those two, it's the chicken flu, it's the mad cow disease, we've got the plague down here at the zoo in Denver where I live.
Wow, it's amazing, isn't it?
We got a monkey down there that died because of the plague, and so you've got plagues and wild beasts, and that word for wild beast is the Greek word therion, and it means little beast. And so I just really believe with my whole heart that we're in the fourth seal.
Mm-hmm. I think so too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing, absolutely amazing. Let's wrap up here with Linda in Oregon. Linda, go ahead and finish up.
Okay, I want to agree with you on the horseman thing, and I just one comment. I learned this while not too long ago, and I'm pretty proud of it, is that the fourth horse, the pale horse, as a lot of people call it,
yeah,
in the original Greek, is called chloros, which means green.
Uh-huh.
So he's a pale green. The colors of Islam are green.
Uh-huh. That's a good point. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Yeah. Okay, thank you both
hey,
of you guys
you.
Very much.
Thanks a lot, Linda. I appreciate the call, as always.
Bye-bye.
Take care. It's amazing stuff. You know, Norm, one of the things that also, and there was so much about your work that really was jaw-dropping for me, one of the things you mentioned about is the sort of the process of global financial collapse. And what you've got here is this Illuminati agenda marching forward and a system where, as you said, it's just like anything else. There's nothing new under the sun. If something has worked in the past, okay, if it has been a successful play implemented by the powers that be, then they will continue to use that play and that playbook for all time because it always works. And what you've got here all throughout history is you go back to Nimrod in Babylon, and it does seem like we've gone full circle there with being back in Iraq. But, financial hardship, collapse, whatever, however you want to term it, and then war, and then a transition period in which it shifts. And again, you could say the Illuminati takes one step forward toward their goal. And their goal, of course, as we've talked about in this program, one world currency, one world government, one world religion. And you mention about some of these things, and you mention about a new world central bank. You mention about a Terra dollar, and, of course, cashless society, multi-technology, automated reader card or chip. Both of whom have the acronym of MARC, which I think is interesting, and an incredible assessment that you do on the number of man 666. Can you maybe start down that road and go anywhere you want?
Well, simply put, the essence or the I believe the number 666 is symbolic of simply man trying to become God. You know, God's number is 7 and man's number is 6. And we have the triune nature of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and that number of the Antichrist is simply the reflection of it might even be a metaphor, but I think it's more than a metaphor. I believe it's symbolic of man trying to become God, which goes all the way back to the garden. And in that respect, man trying to become God in spirit, soul, and body is the 666 is just the essence. And I may be wrong on that, but that's what I believe that it is. I mean, as far as the meaning of it, the symbology of it.
Yeah. And then you tied that in, of course, to cashless society and electronic information.
And you know, the thing that we've got to realize is that it's not really the technology that damns people. If you go back to Revelation 13 and you read that, it talks about how the false prophet causes people to bow down and worship the image of the beast, and those who don't, he causes them to be killed. Then those who do bow down, he gives the mark of the beast so they can buy and sell and so on and so forth. And the bottom line is, it goes all the way back to the garden. Adam's problem wasn't that he ate from the tree. Adam's problem was that he lost his first love that caused him to eat from the tree. In other words, he loved himself, or maybe even his wife, because she was kind of instigating the whole thing there with him. But he loved either himself or his.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
94. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Welcome back, folks. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. Got about 25 minutes left in the show, and Norm Franz, our special guest this evening, is a marathon man already, 3.5 hours in with us. I really appreciate your time tonight, sir.
Well, you saw me on the video, and once I get going, the never-ending anointing of God just carries you through.
Amen to that. Amen to that. So, I'm sorry. Please go ahead.
But no, I was just saying that that as far as the mark of the beast in the last days, the bottom line is that ultimately in the end it's where your heart is at. Adam and Eve, they really lost their their position in God before they actually ate. They ate of the tree that caused it to manifest, but they lost their first love before they ate. That's what caused them to eat. And in the last day, people are going to choose the marketplace, are going to choose money and material possessions over obedience to God, just like they did in the garden in the last day. And that's where we have to love him more than we love even our own life, mm-hmm. and commit to him to follow his ways. Because, see, in the end, in eternity, all of this passes away, and we go on to the new heavens and the new earth. The problem with that is that you have to believe that that's true in order to embrace it. And most people don't really, really, really believe that.
Yeah.
Most Christians don't really, really, really believe that Jesus is actually going to return, because if they did believe it, they'd be living differently.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. I hope they'd be living differently. I mean, I've always looked at it this way, Norm, that, you know, if I was going to go to school, and I found out sometime during the course of the day that I'd be meeting with the principal at 3:15, guess who'd be on their best behavior? Me.
I'd be ready.
So I'd like to think that that's the case, but then again, you never can tell with people these days. I mean, most folks, and I don't know how you feel about the rapture concept. We got into a pretty heated discussion earlier this week about it. I don't believe it myself. But, you know, when you look at something like the Left Behind series, you know, it presupposes, first of all, that the rapture is true. And then it goes on to basically say, well, you still have your second chance then during that 7-year time. So, you know, I think that a lot of people, first of all, they hope they're going to get raptured and avoid any of these sort of problems, in which case they would say, you know, I'm fine. I don't need to worry about how bad things are going to get because it won't affect me. Secondly, they would say, well, even if for some reason I don't get raptured, I know that when the rapture happens, I'll have exactly 7 years to clean my act up, which is a pretty good amount of time, most people would assume.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, that's not the biblical approach. That's
no.
And as far as what we would call the rapture, I refer to the rapture as the glorification of the church.
Mm.
The rapture is basically taught in most Christianity, Western Christianity especially, is that it's an escape mechanism that's going to get us out of here before anything bad happens.
Mm-hmm.
I just have to tell you, you cannot preach that message in Indonesia.
Really?
The Christians in Indonesia will tell you, you know, or in Africa,
mm.
you know, they'll tell you, you don't know what you're talking about because it's already happening here.
Yeah, because they're already in such turbulent times. That's true. I never really thought about it from a foreign country's perspective, but that's an excellent point.
That's one of the nice things about being able to travel as much as I do around the world,
mm-hmm.
is that I get to see, you know, we think the fourth seal is happening here, and you go to Asia and Indonesia and places like that in Africa,
mm-hmm.
in all the fourth seal is manifesting everywhere in Africa. It's just an all day job just to survive over there.
Wow.
But getting back to the rapture, the issue on the rapture is, and this is where we have to go back to the Hebraic understanding of Scripture, especially the Feast of the Lord, because the spring feasts are celebrations, prophetic celebrations about Messiah's first coming.
Mm-hmm.
He came as the Passover lamb. He rose on the Feast of First Fruits, the first fruits among the dead, in fulfilling that feast. And then 50 days later, Shavuot is when the Torah was given at Sinai. And then in the book of Acts, the other Pentecost was when the Holy Spirit came. And those were all on Pentecost, and those were specific feasts that talked about specific things that would take place at Messiah's first coming. And so if you really want to understand what's coming in the sequence of events in the last days, then you have to go to the fall feasts, because the fall feasts are prophetic celebrations and actually called convocations or rehearsals for Messiah's second coming. And the Feast of Trumpets is the first one, and the Feast of Trumpets represents what we would call the rapture of the church and the pouring out of God's wrath on the earth, and that's Revelation 14, verses 14 through 20. And then 10 days later is the Yom Kippur, which is the day that Jesus physically, literally breaks through the skies and returns to the planet. And then there's 5 days of the judgment seat of Christ, and then on the 15th of Tishri is the wedding celebration, and the last day, the great day of the feast, the eighth day, is called Shemini Atzeret, and that is the marriage supper of the Lamb, where the bride and Messiah go together. Everybody else is left out of that party, and he reveals everything to her, the kingdom, the power, et cetera, et cetera. And then the next day is called Simchat Torah, which means celebration of the law, because the law shall go forth out of Zion and the word of the Lord out of Jerusalem, and we go out into the earth and we fill the whole earth with his glory, and we spend 1,000 years restoring the earth back to where it was when Adam lost it. And that's just a rough overview of the sequence of events that takes place. And the rapture isn't a rapture. It's that time where that generation does not see death. There's a generation that doesn't actually experience death, but they're changed from glory to glory into the very image of Jesus while still alive without dying. And that is called the translation of the church. And so and it's a glorification process, because it's all about the glory. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And when he comes, we don't know exactly what we will be, but when we see him, we shall be like him. I mean, these are passages of Scripture. Yeah. And see, this is why we need prophets, true prophets, in prophetic ministry, is because God gave this message to the prophets. And the prophets are the ones who are going to teach it in the last day. And that's what our message is. Our message is a prophetic message about how to come out of the world, return to the ancient paths of God's Torah, and be changed in the image of Messiah, which is what Adam lost in the garden. That's the gospel of Jesus Christ.
It's amazing. You know, one other thing, and I know we're running short on time, but I'd love it if you would give us your analysis of the parable of the talents. And you basically say that, you know, that's the foundation for all biblical investments. Now, that was astounding to me. The parable of the talents is something that I've always enjoyed on a number of different levels, both in terms of, you know, talents, gifts, blessings that God has given us, and being able to utilize them rather than just keeping them, you know, hidden away, because to expose yourself would be certainly potentially a bad thing. A lot of people feel that way, you know, but you've taken this and shown me a new way to look at it, which is in terms of finance.
Well, and what you're talking about is you can apply that metaphorically, and that's fine, but the context of the parable of the talents is not talking about your gifts and your talents and, you know, so on and so forth. The talent is talking about money.
Yes.
That is the context of that passage of Scripture, and the bottom line is that the master would in this particular case be the investor, and he comes and he invests in individuals. He doesn't invest so much in businesses. He invests in individuals according to their abilities. And he gives 1 5 and 1 3 or 1 2 and then 1 1, and they go out and they buy and they trade. The two of them go out and they buy and they trade and they make money on that. That was an equity investment. It wasn't a loan. And then after a long period of time, the master came back, and the two of them were able to give him back his original investment plus the same amount as a return on that investment.
Mm-hmm.
And that didn't come from a pumped-up stock price.
Yes.
That was pumped up through the use of dishonest weights and measures. That came from the profits of the trading, the buying, and the selling that they did. In other words, it was a dividend that he got paid on the profit. And that's why, you know, when George Bush first came into, when he was running for president, he was trying to do away with the double taxation that's on dividends.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, that's the right idea, because in a dividend paying society, you cannot cook the books.
Yes.
Either the money is there to write the check and deposit it, or it's not. But when you're, so as long as you're paying taxes on dividends, people aren't going to cash those dividends in, so they can put it on the books as, quote, a paper profit, when the truth is the money isn't there. All you have to do is look at Enron. They were doing that all the time. But when you get back to and those talents were not a, some people say, well, we don't want to just, you know, put the money in gold and bury it. Well, you have to understand those talents were precious metal. They weren't fiat currency.
Yeah.
And so you can't compare that to today, because we put money in precious metals. because precious metals maintains its purchasing power when the value of the fiat currency goes down.
Mm.
So you're not, when you buy precious metals and put them away, you're not like burying it. What you're doing is you're protecting your wealth and an asset that's not going to devalue when the paper system collapses or goes through its shaking. So
you know,
this is where we have to look at everything in perspective.
Yes.
of biblical principles of everything that we do, and that's what we teach. We teach people the biblical principles so that when a situation comes at them, you can take God's word and apply that to it.
Mm.
And it'll tell you automatically, when you know the principles, of whether or not you should be involved in it. You don't even have to understand it, except that doesn't hold to God's principles. It violates God's principles. So no matter what the promise of return is, I don't want it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that keeps you safe.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
You also mentioned that basically the unjust gains, dishonest weights and measures, they're basically doing that one time is a violation of three commandments right off the bat. And again, that's not an abomination insofar as the action, but it makes the person an abomination, which,
yeah,
I think is very, very important when people are looking at doing business scripturally soundly.
Yeah, I think in that passage of scripture in Deuteronomy 25,
mm-hmm,
I would limit that to the bankers.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I would limit that to the bankers who are actually creating the money out of nothing and, mm-hmm, then loaning it out and putting people into bondage.
Yeah.
The scripture is very clear that not only is that an abominable practice, but that makes the person doing it, God calls them an abomination, and I tell you, that's heavy duty.
It is heavy duty, and it begs the question then for people, when is it, if ever, okay to borrow money?
Well, in our package, it's a good question you ask, in the Money and Wealth a financial package that includes the book and the DVD of the seminar, when you get that package, you also get a special report called The Biblical Principles of Lending and Borrowing. And what that does is that explains all of the passages of Scripture. There is no place in Scripture where it tells you how to borrow. It only God gives command on how to lend. And so the backside of that would be how you would borrow.
Mm-hmm.
And in that respect, it's very, very limited. And I even go into and explain the 7-year cycle where debt was eliminated or forgiven every 7 years,
mm-hmm,
and also the 50-year jubilee when all the land went back to the original owners. I explain how that worked and what parts of it can work today and how you can adapt that today and what parts won't work in a society that's built upon dishonest weights and measures.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is really astounding. Well, what you do have is actual practical applications for how people can utilize these things in their own lives and in their own businesses. And I know, like I said, we don't have a whole lot of time left, but if you would, give us an idea of some of the, I guess, the ideas of how God's covenant and his business model, the kingdom investment model, as you say, how this can be realized for us.
Yeah, well, basically God's calling us to come out from being of that world system.
Mm-hmm.
And just in a real small, quick nutshell, is that when Christian businesses and Christian investors, when a businessman needs money for his business, he usually goes to the world system and borrows it from the world. The only problem is he, 9 times out of 10, he's borrowing the money that the Christian investor has loaned to the world system. And so the bottom line is that we're lending to each other through the world system, which not only manipulates the value of the currency, but the investment vehicle that it's in, the stock or the bond or whatever the case may be. And they take a great big chunk out of it. I mean, when Merrill Lynch makes X amount of billions of dollars, I mean, that money's coming out of your pocket. And so I believe God's model is to come out of that. We don't need the world system to tell us how to invest. And so if I've got money and you've got a project and I know that you're a man of God's word and you're going to walk in his ways and so on and so forth, and the project looks sound, I can invest in your project along the lines of the parable of the talent, mm-hmm. and we can split the dividends until I get my money back and get a return on my investment. And the really neat thing about the parable of the talent is that the master didn't continue to milk that business.
Yeah, that's true.
The business went to the businessman after he gave him back his investment.
Yeah, that's not it's a doubling of what was put in, but that's not the overall profit. And you mentioned in the parable that it specifically says after a long time, indicating that a significant amount of time has passed, and it's, you know, obviously very applicable in our lives today.
Sure, it was a long-term investment, and mm-hmm. and that does away with the desire to make haste to get rich, which will cause you not to go unpunished. Yeah, if you're seeking to get rich quick, the yeah. proverb says that wealth makes like wings and flies away.
Mm.
Yeah. So, and here's the deal: is that boy, we got to get back and start studying God's word instead mm-hmm. of listening to some of these guys that are up there quoting scripture. And they're quoting it wrong, and they're applying it wrong, and oh man, it's just I tell you, I watch some of this stuff on TV, and the spirit of God, it just grieves when they say some of those things.
Amen to that.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Watch me! Watch me! I got it! Hey! I got something that makes me wanna shout. I got something that tells me what it's all about. I got soul and I'm super bad. I got soul and I'm were bad. Now I got a move that tells me what to do. Sometimes I did. Now I got a move that tells me what to do. Sometimes I feel so nice, I want to try myself a few. I got soul, and I'm super bad. I'm love. I love to do my thing. And I don't need no one else. Sometimes I feel so nice. Good God. I jump back. I want to kiss myself. I've got soul. And I'm super bad. Hey! I said I'm super bad. Come on!
Incredible. And I think, you know, at the end of Ephesians, there's certainly a great scripture there about, you know, praying about being able to speak the truth and whatnot. And I hope I can continue to do that. But if this is our last show here on the network, I'm very honored that it's been with you. Your book is entitled Money and Wealth in the New Millennium, DVD of the same name. Folks, the website, as we've mentioned, is www.ascensionministries.net. And the phone number to place an order is 800-247-6553. Norm, anything would you like to take us out on an inspirational note?
Well, just that Jesus is still in control. Sometimes we think, man, he's not. But you have to understand that all of this is part of the last days. I asked the Lord one time, Lord, show me how the conspiracy works within your sovereignty. Mm-hmm. And he gave me a vision. And in the vision, I saw the conspirators above the earth, and they had all the leaders and the mighty men of the earth and so on and so forth. They had them on puppet strings, and they were pulling their strings and working their plans and so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. And I said, Lord, I said, I understand that. But how do you fit in? And then he backed me off and gave me a wider angle, and he was above them, and he was pulling their strings.
Wow.
And so even though, and then I said, God, I've got to have a passage of scripture to verify that, to confirm it, because in the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every fact and let everything be established. And he took me to Revelation chapter 17, and in verse 12, it says, "And the ten horns," and we still haven't even seen the ten kings yet. We got a ways to go before the Antichrist even shows up.
Unfortunately,
it's.